Welcome to Kyra Kara's World, and today we're going to talk about items that you can use to thicken up your smoothie bowl. I don't really know if you guys have ever run into this problem, but I know I have. Like, sometimes I'll make a smoothie and I'll want to turn it into a smoothie bowl, or I'll make a smoothie bowl and it just would be too thin, and I'm just like, okay, well, where's my straw? I might as well just slurp this right up. Well, I found some ingredients that you guys can use to help thicken up your smoothie bowls. That way your smoothie bowl is not completely lost and in the refrigerator or in the freezer or in the trash. So let's get right into it. So here are a few things that you can use, or a few ingredients that you can use to help thicken and plumpen in your smoothie bowl.
So you can use chia seeds. You can use about like 1 tablespoon depending on how thick you want your smoothie bowl. Obviously, the more chia seeds that you use, the thicker your pudding is going to be, or your smoothie is going to be, and it could turn into a pudding if that's what you desire. But if not, I would only suggest using like 1 tablespoon of chia seeds. All right, the next one would be, of course, a banana. You only need like 1 banana. You don't need like 2, 3, 4 bananas. Otherwise, you're just going to have a potassium-filled bowl of soup, basically. I mean, it's probably not even going to be soup. It's going to be like another just banana. You could probably freeze it and make it into some nice cream, but that's a whole nother story. So you only need one. And then the next one would be a sweet potato. Actually, I want to shout out to Sweet Potato Soul. She is definitely one person that I went to and talked to about vegan food and veganism when I first started out in my venture and learning about veganism. So check her out if you can. She definitely knows a lot about cooking vegan food and just information on how to stay on a vegan diet. So anyway, you might want to use a sweet potato to thicken your smoothie bowl. I suggest boiling the sweet potato first, then peeling back the excess skin, and then throwing it in the refrigerator for a couple of hours to cool down, and then placing it into your blender. It has a really nice sweet taste. When you use a sweet potato, you don't need to use that many sweeteners like agave or even like a lot of fruit. You can kind of minimize that. So I would just play around with the taste, see what you like, see what you don't like. If you like it a little bit more sweet, go for that. If you don't, you can always minimize those sweeteners, like I said. The next one would be frozen fruit. So this is a common one. This is the most easiest one, the most logical one that everybody would go to and think about first. You only need to freeze like your favorite fruits, the ones that you want to use for your smoothie. You only need like about 1 to 2 cups of frozen fruit. It just depends on how big your fruit are. If you want to cut them up into coins or slices, yeah, that's good. But you really just need like 1 to 2 cups. So however much your cup fills, that's how much you're going to use. And that's how thick your smoothie is going to be. If you want to use more, you can. If you want to use a little less, you can also do that too. The last 4 are some of my favorites, like nut butters, yogurts, xanthan gum, and flax seeds. Nut butters, you only need like 1 to 3 scoops depending on how nutty of a taste you're looking for. And yogurts, you only need like 1 cup of yogurt. This can be vegan or non-vegan yogurt. It's truly up to you. And the matter of what flavors you want, it's up to you too. Like, I would just be careful about mixing certain flavors together when you have like fruits or even vegetables with yogurt, because sometimes it can give like a bitter taste and it's not as sweet as you want or not as savory as you want. The last 2, xanthan gum. I really don't know too much about xanthan gum. I've probably had it 1 or 2 times, like disguised in a dish, but I'm assuming that it doesn't have much of a taste. So you can probably just get away with putting a certain amount, maybe like 1 or 2 teaspoons in your smoothie bowl, and it just taking on the natural flavors of whatever ingredients you chose for your smoothie bowl. The last 1, flax seeds, is it has a gelatinous taste and feel, so it's going to be kind of similar to chia seeds. It is an egg replacer for a lot of baked goods if you're vegan, but for a smoothie bowl, I've not tried this one yet. So if anybody has tried this one, you guys can always comment or leave me a voice message and tell me how it is. But I'm assuming that you probably won't taste too much of the flax seeds. Thank you. Until next time, I'm signing out. This is Kyra Carrot's World.